Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechtes Kelim, Perik Chav Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Ha Cherem. Cherem is a fishing net. Pasuk in Keheles, Mitzudim v'charamim. So Mitzudim we know is a net, so Charamim is also a type of a fishing net. It's a very large fishing net, explains about Tanura. It's made out of threads that are tied to each other, and there are holes in between the threads. However, the bottom of it doesn't have any holes. That's woven as if it was a piece of cloth. The bottom of this fishing net is called a zutoy, says the Bat Tanura. But the entire net is mekabel tuma because of the woven piece of beged at the bottom. So once again, zok de mishnah acherim, tamei b'nei hazutoy, the large fishing net becomes tamei because of the bottom part, which is like a piece of cloth. I the net part that has the holes and it wouldn't become tamei. Okay? But because of this design, that it has a part of it that is woven, the whole thing could become tummy. Vayter says the Mishnah. Harashasais v'hamichmorais. These are types of nets that are used for chayais, oifais, and dogim, explains the Bat Tanura, to catch chayais, birds, and fish. V'hamadof. So madof is a wooden board. Those that catch birds use this somehow. Helps them catch the birds. What they do is they place these boards on an angle near a tree. They put down little pieces of wheat, the little crumbs, and when the bird comes flying in to eat them, the board falls on them, and they're trapped. Some say it's just a plain board, says Eliyahu Rabba, and they put a kind of glue on it, and when the bird comes down to eat it, he's stuck. Well, that's madav. That paltzur, it's also a kind of a bird trap. Umetzoides hasakaren. So the fishermen used to sometimes stop the flow of water on the rivers. So the fish that are just swimming down the river suddenly are stuck. So according to the Lashon Av, it says by the Mabul, Vayisachru Mayonais Tahaim. Well springs were closed, stuffed up. And once the fish were stuck in one place, they would drain the water and the fish were left to be captured. And that's called Mitzoides Hasakorin. Vaitra says the Mishnah Vehu Akun, this is a kind of a basket that was used to catch fish. But a toiv, that was a basket that was used to catch birds. Vakluv. So kluv is a covered basket. It's made out of like twigs. Actually, it's made out of aravois, the sticks of the arava that was peeled, or a kind of a rubber-like plant. And there are spaces over here, enough to put your finger in, says the Bat Tanura, or maybe less. And they would place the birds in it. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, kikluv malei oif. A clove that's full of birds. In all these cases, the din is tahiren. They're tahar. Because they all have holes, they don't have a din of a base kibble. It's not a place where you put in the birds or the fish. And therefore, they have a din of pshute kli eitz that are not makabel tuma. And even the ones that do have a base kibble, but they're only made to stay in one place. You don't carry the birds around with it. Even the clove stays in one place. You put the birds in, but it's not made to carry the birds with. And that's why it has din of pshute kli eitz, which is not mekabel tuma. That's how the Chazanish explains it. And they're not even mekabel tuma midrabanan. And that's because they don't have the tzura of a keli. They're made for a specific purpose, and that is to trap, not to carry things in. So chazing over our Mishnah, the large fishing net, even though the ropes have a lot of space in between them, but the bottom has like one cloth piece that's called the zutay, and the whole cherem is tummy because of that. But everything else in the Mishnah is tahar, and that list includes all different types of nets that have openings, and even the ones that do have a base kibble, but they're not meant to carry things with it.